This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 3 or 4 months ago. We're talking no other than Winston Gold Corp. You can find them out there in Helena, Montana. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WGMCF. You can find them on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol WGC. And with us today is the CEO of the company. We're very fortunate and lucky to have him, Mr. Murray Nye. Murray, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Everett. It's a pleasure.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of background on yourself and your company, and then after that, I want to get into the Q&A.
Okay, sure. Basically, I've been doing, working with public companies since 1983. In 2005, I bought my first gold. My first stock was a gold stock back in 1979, I think it was, and it did very well. So I'm not what you call a gold bug by any stretch of the imagination, but in 2005, I thought gold, was very, very undervalued. It hadn't moved in, for any considerable length of time, probably in 20 years. So we set out to try and locate a gold project. I didn't have very much experience in gold mining at that point, but I knew how to raise money, and I was fortunate enough to get a very good gentleman to spearhead the project for us. It was a fellow by the name of Mike Gunsinger. We then went and purchased an old historic mine near Helena, Montana. Again, it was about 20 miles to the northeast of Helena, a very historic mine called the Drumlummon Gold Mine, which was one of the, one of the larger producers in the area. It produced 1.1 million ounces of gold and roughly 10 to 12 million ounces of silver, historically owned by the Rothschilds. We subsequently purchased the property, and over the next 7 years, 6 years, we developed it into a producing gold mine, and coming out at 400 tons a day at roughly a 0.4 ounces per ton gold and silver equivalent.
Wow.
We were very fortunate in that respect, as we found an unmined vein and sitting in the hanging wall of the historic workings, and it was very high grade, and we had a very good team in place, and put that back into production. And in doing so, we really liked the state of Montana. They were very reasonable to deal with on the permitting side of things, very cooperative. The governor, Brian Schweitzer, was a very good mentor of ours, an ally. He helped us tremendously, and it was a great experience. We unfortunately lost the company in a proxy battle to another group based out of Toronto, and so we thought we'd come back and try it again on another property that our geologist identified in the Winston District of Montana.
You know, I always talk about management, how management has been there before, done that before. Recently, you guys put out a press release on this particular chairman you guys are bringing on board. Give me the background of Joseph Carraba and his involvement of what he's going to be doing with the company.
Sure, I'd love to. I was fortunate enough to get on a call with Joe back in, it was the summer of 2017. It was put forth through a friend of mine who happened to meet Joe on a LinkedIn contact, actually. And Joe consented to having a call with myself and our head geologist, Ben Porterfield. And I really didn't know at the time, really didn't know his background. They just told me I was going to get on a call with a New York Stock Exchange listed mining executive. So he had a very good set of questions that he was requesting a response from us on this call. The call went very well. At the end of the call, he said that you guys have answered my questions to my satisfaction. He says, I really like what I'm hearing here. And I, at the end of the call, said, Joe, how would you like to come down and do a site visit? And basically thinking that, that was just a polite way for me to ask him if he'd like to look at the property. I didn't think he was going to actually do it, but he sent me an email the following morning, said, Murray, I'd love to visit the property. Can you meet me there next Tuesday? And I said, absolutely. So we flew, we actually met each other. I was coming from Winnipeg and he was coming from North Carolina. We actually met each other in the Minneapolis airport and flew together all the way over to Helena and did a site visit for the next 2 days. And he went through the drill corps and the location of where the property is and went through it, with a fine tooth comb. And he liked the guys I had working there and was very impressed with what we'd put together on so little, you know, on a very little amount of money. And he said, I really like what I see here. He says, and I said, would you be prepared to maybe invest in the company? He said, absolutely. So subsequent to that, over the next, from the fall, he put his first money in October of 2017, and subsequent to that, he became our largest shareholder with his involvement on private placements and purchasing shares to help the company move forward. And at that point, I asked him, Joe, would you be prepared to get more involved, maybe as a director of the company? And he said, Murray, I'm on the board of Newmont, we're merging with Goldcorp, and when that merger is complete, I don't know if I'll continue on that board. And he consented to act as our executive chair at that point.
That's incredible. Like I said, bringing on great management. It sounds like he has years and years of experience.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he actually put the Diavik mine into production for Rio. That was a diamond mine in the Northwest Territories for Rio Tinto. He ran Cliffs Resources, Cleveland Cliffs, it's known as well, which is one of the largest iron ore producers in the United States. And he's had a tremendous mining career. And he's a wonderful asset.
If you would, Murray, give my listeners a little bit about a project overview. You know, a lot of the gold companies that I have on here, you know, they got to go 1,500, 2,500 meters, 3,000 meters. That's not the case there with your project in Montana.
No. When I first got involved with Mike Gunsinger and I asked him where would be a good place to look for a gold property, Mike had mined all over the world. And so, you know, he was a very, very expert miner and contractor and knew the business inside out. And he said, Murray, where I go is to Montana. He says they have a reasonable permitting process in that state. He says it's mining friendly and the assets are first class. So we went there and took a look at the property and basically. This was a historic gold mine, the main producer on the claims that we own. There was actually four or five mines on the claims, but the main producer was known as the Custer Mine, and it was mined continuously for about 2,400 feet. At one time, it was the largest continuous vein in the world, back around 1900. And we really liked the structure of that. And also there was some mining companies. Western Energy was one of them. I think Phelps Dodge, back in the mid-80s to early 90s, were doing a drill program on those claims. They were looking for an open pit type situation, and they put 700 roughly drill holes into that area. And based on that, we were able to extrapolate some of the information. Most of the surveys weren't accurate, but we did get lucky on a couple of surveys that became very accurate. We tried to test a couple of those, and one of them was called the parallel vein. And we were hoping that the survey was right, so we placed a drill hole pretty close to where the historic hole was, and sure enough, it turned out very accurate. We, on the way down, when we drilled the hole, we actually hit another vein on the way down, which was very fortunate. We've named it the Block 93 vein. Not the best of names, but in doing so, we hit two veins, which were running parallel to one another, roughly 150 to 200 feet apart, and expanded on that over the past couple of years with very limited amount of funds because it's been very difficult to raise money in the gold mining environment. But thanks to Joe and people he knew, we were fortunate enough to put together some funds that we could drill at. And we've drilled it off to the point where we have roughly 600 feet of strike length on the parallel vein and roughly 450 on the Block 93, and thought the best thing to do next would be to access those two veins and start a bulk sample test mining phase. And roughly we have to drive a drift in the side of a mountain, if you can picture that, basically a tunnel going straight in at a roughly a 1% decline and very flat. And that gives us access to both of those veins. And so we can do that for roughly $1 million. So,
do you have any assay results back yet?
We have not from our drilling, of course. Yes, we have lots of assay results. We've got quite
a few. And how much gold do you think you're sitting on?
Well, it's not a 43-101 resource compliant number, but we estimate that we've roughly got in that area roughly maybe 70,000-80,000 ounces, and we think we can build on that because we've only drilled it off to a 300 feet vertical depth. We've got lots of room to drill below us. It's a mesothermal deposit. Those things can go deep. Also, both of those veins are open on strike, so we have a opportunity to expand that resource that in both directions and at depth. So we think by putting in the portal, we can get on the material. We can complete a test mining phase, which is going to give us a lot of valuable information on recoveries and how we mine it and how we mill it. The other thing that portal is going to enable us to do is going to give us access to some of the historic workings in the Custer area of the mine that we could drill back at. So we think we can expand the resource over in that area as well. So we think by doing that, we can create, like I said, a mining situation that could grow and perhaps create cash flow that we can finance our activities out of cash flow going forward.
Murray, we're running out of time, but I want to get to my last question and wrap this up if you can. Here's what we know. We know that you raised $1.6 million in a private placement. We know that there's gold on the property. How do we advance the project from here?
That's a very good question. We need another $2 million to kind of complete that test mining phase. So we're actively looking at that right now. But this does get us going on starting the portal. So we'll be starting the portal, and basically, when I say that, we have to timber what they call put timber sets in and support the entrance to the tunnel or drift for roughly 40 feet, and we'll start advancing that 900 foot drivage with the money we've raised, and then we're going to build on that.
Well, my guest today has been Murray Nye. He is the CEO of Winston Gold Corp. If you're looking to get on the ground level of a basic material and gold company, take a look at them. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WGMCF. You can find them up there on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol WGC. Murray, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I hope you become a regular. I'd like to know what's going on more up there on the Montana project, and I wish you nothing but continued success.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. Pleasure being on your show today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.